An ordinance regulating marijuana sales in Normal could go to the town council in little more than a month.
Some sort of regulation comparable to alcohol sales, limiting the distance from a school and churches and such.
That's City Manager Pam Reese. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, July 31st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with cities and towns across the state studying how to get ready for the new year and legal cannabis. The town of Normal might be one of the earlier adopters of regulation covering use and sale of recreational marijuana. Charlie Schlenker reports.
An ordinance regulating marijuana sales in Normal could go to the town council in a little more than a month. City Manager Pam Reese says staff are already working on it.
We have received some information from the Illinois Municipal League, who has prepared some model ordinances. They've gathered information, and they're a great resource for us.
Reese says staff are not quite ready to get input from elected leaders.
We are going to have some dialogue with our elected officials and city council members soon to talk about what is of interest to them. At this point, I can envision that an ordinance will include more zoning type of information.
She says a marijuana sales ordinance could be similar to policies covering alcohol and where it can be sold.
Where should that be located? And my guess is right now the attention is more along the lines of limiting the distance from a school and churches and such.
There are restrictions on smoking tobacco products near buildings, but for those who want to light up and smoke marijuana, Reese says the rules might be more limiting. See, again, the regulation on consumption of alcohol.
And we would limit in public places.
There is a medical marijuana dispensary on the edge of Normal, and Reese says she doubts new regulation on recreational sales could displace that facility. Some municipalities, such as Morton, have decided they want no marijuana sales at all inside city or village limits, but the mayors of both Bloomington and Normal say they are on record opposing such a ban. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Republican David Paul Blumenschein says he wants a rematch against State Representative Dan Brady in next year's GOP primary. Brady beat the Twin City real estate agent in 2018 by 50 percentage points. Bloomington Normal students of color are being recognized for their academic achievement during the past school year. Nearly 1,000 students were honored at the recent Multicultural Academic Achievement Recognition Ceremony hosted at Illinois Wesleyan. And applications are now open for farmers seeking supplemental income due to the ongoing trade war. There are questions about the way the USDA is calculating how much money farmers will get because it's different this year. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. A new State Farm study has three big takeaways about distracted driving. The first two are not super surprising. Cell phones continue to be a distraction for drivers, and if you're on a long, monotonous trip, you're more tempted to take your eyes off the road. But it's the third key finding that jumped out to State Farm Assistant Vice President for Enterprise Research, Laurel Straub.
We found that some of the new safety technologies that many newer vehicles are becoming equipped with seem to be lulling consumers into a false sense of security. And potentially consumers report that they're looking down at their phones or away from the road more often on vehicles that have things like lane keep assist and sort of automated cruise control.
And it maybe is stating the obvious, but what are your kind of thoughts or hypotheses on the psychology behind that, that being lulled into a false sense of security? Is it as simple as that? Someone thinking, oh, I've got this thing, so I probably don't need to pay as close of attention as I was before?
Yeah, that's our guess. Now, we haven't really done the research to dig into the specifics of the cause, but it does appear that folks who get accustomed to these kind of technologies, you have them in your vehicle, you know that when your vehicle starts to drift a little bit out of lane, the vehicle's going to correct, you know that the vehicle's going to brake or steer when you're coming up in cruise too close to a vehicle, does give people a sense that it might be a okay to spend a little bit more time with your eyes off the road, spend a little bit more time focused, unfortunately, often on that cell phone, than focused on the road ahead of you.
And your survey found what I found to be an alarming amount of video chat use by drivers with these advanced driving technologies, actually hopping on a phone, not just texting, not just emailing, not calling, actually doing a video call with somebody. Can you talk about that a little bit? I found that really surprising.
Yeah, we were actually surprised by that as well. We know that a lot of consumers spend time reading, sending text messages, or increasingly something that we've seen drivers do as we've been doing this survey. We know that increasingly folks are looking at their phones. We were, I think, a little bit surprised to see how often folks are using video chat on their cell phones. As a matter of fact, 9% of the consumers that we talked to said that they frequently use video chat on their cell phone while they're driving, and 15% said they sometimes do. Hmm. So it's something we should be concerned about.
What is the history of this survey? How long has it been going on in this kind of current form? Is there enough movement in the data that you can kind of draw conclusions about how behaviors are changing over time? Is there anything meaningful there that you've seen?
We've been doing the survey now for a number of years, and although this year that some of the questions we asked were a little bit different, I think I'd say the themes that we're seeing have remained consistent. We know that increasingly, as folks are getting more and more comfortable, as our cell phones are becoming a bigger part of our lives, you're walking down the street with your cell phone, you're sitting in a restaurant with your cell phone, they're always in our hands. What we're seeing happen is it's harder and harder for people to break that habit when they're behind the wheel. And increasingly, those phones have become such an important part of our lives that we just can't separate them, even at those times where we should be spending our time and attention focused very clearly on something else. That phone has become such a distraction to us. So we see that little light, we hear that little buzz. People just want to check and see what's going on there.
Hear more of this interview with State Farm Assistant Vice President for Enterprise Research, Laurel Straub, later today at noon and 6 p.m. on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Normal Public Library Board meets tonight at 5:30. On the agenda is discussion about future budgets, including potential changes to revenues, such as DVD fees and overdue fees, and how to best balance the library's physical collections with its digital collections. Also, Bloomington Parks and Rec is hosting a meeting about the proposed Westwood Park project. That's at 6 tonight at the Den at Fox Creek Golf Course. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.